anxious residents sat in traffic along Pahoa Kalapana Road yesterday, waiting for the first opportunity to return home since a river of lava took over their Leilani Estates community.
I'm Robert Johnson. We live on the corner of Makamai and Leilani.
Johnson was one of hundreds of residents ordered to evacuate by the Hawaii County Civil Defense last Thursday when lava broke through the surface in Leilani Estates.
And we got all our important papers and things like that, loaded up two cars. We were able to get a bedroom set out and table and chairs and, of course, my ukulele and golf clubs, the important things.
An estimated 1,700 residents abandoned their home because of the evacuations, and some returned yesterday to check on their homes and gather any last-minute valuables.
But when I got there, the lava had already, you know, come halfway down the street, and that was, our house was above that, so I stayed there and said goodbye and gave a blessing and got a blessing and for about an hour. And it was just me and the lava.
Johnson and his wife first came to Hawaii in 1975. They've been living in Leilani Estates for 6 years now. They remember the eruption of Pu'u'o'o in 2014 and understand the risk of living so close to Kilauea.
You know, you think about geologic time being a great big expansive eon and human lifetime 10 to 20 years maybe. So we thought maybe we can squeak out 10 to 20 years.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi in Puna.